You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studios. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
It's up to at least 47 deaths in Ukraine. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After one of Russia's most lethal attacks yet in the war, two missiles hit the Poltava region where President Zelensky says crews are working to pull victims out of the rubble. The number of injured Ukrainians revised up to 206 as Russia's president risks arrest going to Mongolia, which is a member of the International Criminal Court that issued an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin for war crimes in Ukraine.
Mongolia is duty-bound to arrest their guest, but the Kremlin says it's confident that's not going to happen. This is a country dependent on Russian fuel, energy, and patronage. So instead of pulling out the handcuffs, the Mongolians have rolled out the red carpet. An honor guard welcomed President Putin to the capital, Ulaanbaatar.
Fox's Jonathan Savage is back to school today at NYU and Columbia University in New York City, which were among the college campuses rocked by pro-Palestinian protests in the spring. And this morning, there are new demonstrations outside the Columbia gates claiming Israel's committing genocide in Gaza. Columbia student Eden Yadiger tells Fox.
These protesters, especially on campuses like mine, have been so empowered in their support for this terrorist organization that you literally have leaders of Hamas and of the Islamic Republic issuing statements of gratitude.
Hamas has warned it could kill more hostages if Israel tries to rescue them days after Hamas murdered six, including an American. Two American Marines are back on a Navy ship the day after being attacked in Turkey.
Alarming footage shows one Marine being restrained by a group of men who are shouting, "Yankee, go home," before a bag is put over that U.S. service member's head. Another Marine then runs in to help him. Five service members intervened. The governor of Izmir says that 15 people have been arrested. They're part of the Youth Union of Turkey. This is a small nationalist anti-American group.
That's Fox's Alex Hogan. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, summer's here and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference, all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain now.
Get ready for something fresh and exciting with The Josh Guillory Show. Josh Guillory brings a new perspective to the airwaves, analyzing news and issues coming out of Baton Rouge in Washington, D.C., and breaking down how they affect you. Engaging, raw, and informative, Guillory knows how to have fun while delivering the latest in politics and current events. With daily features that entertain and inform, you won't want to miss a single episode. The Josh Guillory Show, 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, only on News Talk 96.5, KPEL.
Hi, I'm Jenna Ushkowitz. Animals protect, comfort, and give us their love. It's time we repaid the favor. American Humane encourages everyone to do four simple things. Adopt from a local rescue group or shelter. Help animals in disasters by becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer. Choose only humanely raised foods. And help endangered creatures by supporting American Humane certified institutions. Visit AmericanHumane.org to learn more.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit BACAworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% List Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Let's go.
Oh, man, what a disaster yesterday. Hi, y'all. Welcome to Moon Griffon Show. I am ready. Terrific Tuesday. I missed the best day of the work week, but I enjoyed every second of being off. But anyway, great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. And if you want to call it, the phone's not working. It is a Matthew James Business and Tax Reduction Hotline. Just to be blunt, I was, and I'm not going to go into detail, but yesterday we had a disaster up here. And a squirrel got into a transformer and messed everything up. And the backups didn't kick on. It wasn't just here. It was in the whole, for the whole company. And so we didn't have a program yesterday. So I didn't find out to, 8-something. And I had to call affiliates. I couldn't even get in touch with every affiliate because nobody was working. And we called around and got it. I got to get a couple more emergency numbers because it just was a messed up. And well, we turned up over there pretty good. Somebody said they could barely hear us. Well, like I said, we had big time technical problems yesterday, and it was a disaster. So we weren't live, but it was a disaster. So anyway, just telling that to affiliates, we called. Like I said, there was a couple I could not get through. I didn't know anybody to call emergency-wise, and I'll have to call back today and get some numbers. But that happened yesterday, and so sorry about that, but it's absolutely one of those things that happened on a day when nobody was around to get anything done. So it just, you know, life goes on. It just is what it is. So anyway, 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Online. So everything seems to be working now, we hope. It was a company deal, and it wasn't their fault either. It was just the way it fell, and it was kind of a freak accident. But anyway, so I hope you had a good weekend, football weekend, except for the Tigers losing. It was a pretty good weekend to enjoy football. I told my wife, I said, Labor Day is becoming a time that I waste more of a weekend because football season always starts. And you want to watch the football games. So, I mean, if you're a football fan. And to me, that's what it was. I was a football fan. So it was hard not to do anything else. And I got a few things done around the house, but not a whole lot. It's almost become a wasted weekend of just relaxation, enjoy yourself, and eat too much. Because that's pretty much what it went. Except for the Tigers. Like I said, a lot of the local and state schools won, few of them lost, but the LSU game was just, whoo. I'm not even going to touch it. I'm going to go there, but it was just a game that was very frustrating to a lot of people, including the head coach. So, you know, it was amazing. It's the last thing I'm going to talk about this. They keep talking about LSU's offensive line, and everybody talked about how great he was. Larry Walker, you can bounce for this. So, remember last year? Everybody talked about how great the offensive line is, but it couldn't run last year. And they couldn't run the other night. And there's no Jaden Daniels back there. That was the whole offense last year, especially the running side. Everybody's talking about this offensive line. They ought to be able to move people around, but they didn't move people around last year. Jaden Daniels back to pass, 30 yards. Jaden Daniels back to pass, run for 40 yards. Jaden Daniels back to pass, run for 20 yards. It was just always that. I'm not sold on this big offensive line at LSU. I got to tell you, folks, I'm not. I wasn't sold last year. I said, well, hold up. If the offensive line's so good, why is Jaden Daniels have to run so much? And so I heard somebody coming in today, boy, they have great pass protection. I thought, well, you know, this is USC, one of the worst defenses in the country. I'm not sold on the offensive line. I want to watch. I want to watch and see what happens with the offensive line. They had one drive, Walker. Emory had 55 of his 61 yards and one drive. Other than that, they didn't run the football well. And if you got to – I'm going to talk about LSU in general. This thing of teams running up to the line and trying to make a play to fool the defense, they need to eliminate that. That ought to be eliminated from college football. You're either going to get a penalty, okay? And the other thing you do is like LSU, you lose 1 yard. Because if you got such a great line, take your time, walk up, eye formation, hand off, and go. Oh, no, we're going to run up there and, you know, get a 2 yard loss. So, and I'm not talking about LSU in general. They do this all the time in football. And I hadn't figured out what is such the rush. If you had 9 seconds left, I get it, but it had 8 minutes left or six something left in the game. So I'm not a football coach. I'm not going to play one on the air either. I just thought it was amazing that all these teams that try to hurry up, this hurry-up offense to fool somebody, normally it's a procedure or you get knocked on your rear end. Anyway, all right, one of the funny things of the weekend. Now, folks, I hope this doesn't change, by the way. I'm minding my own business, trying to watch the news, which is always weather. So well, let me watch the weather. I don't even say watch the news anymore. I tell my wife, you want to watch the weather, it's on at 6. Because that's all they show is weather. The meteorologists in our area look depressed because we don't have some hurricanes knocking our butts off. They are, I'm telling you, the tropics are not busy. We only had 5 storms so far. It's like, where's the storms? We need to get storms. We need some hurricanes. We can't talk about climate change unless we got storms coming in here doing havoc and wrecking the country and the state. They almost look depressed. Y'all see this? By the way, if you can't call, you can always email me, moon@moongrafon.com. moon@moongrafon.com. So I'm just sitting here watching these people. Even Joe walked in and said, Moon, you notice how the meteorologists are like upset that there's not hurricanes pounding us? I said, yes. I said, exactly. They like depressed. Well, this was supposed to be a record year, but and then they give you hope, but they're not giving you hope that it could be a different year. They're giving you hope that we're gonna get hit. Be patient. The hurricanes are coming. We just reaching the peak on September the 10th, 11th. So what's today? The 2nd. So in 10 days, 11 days, we're gonna reach the peak. We got hope that we're gonna get hit. That's the hope they're offering people. The other day, they said, we got 3 disturbances out there. Everybody knows on the coast, we got some rain coming. Got rain a lot out there. The other two, they don't know if they're going to make it all now. Why do they report stuff like this now? Why has everything got to be depressed? Depressed to get you upset and scare you, because if hurricanes don't do nothing else, whether they hit you or not, they scare the hell out of you. And I know why. In Louisiana especially. But, man, it's sick how they play this stuff up. And they play it up all the time. Of we're following storms now that just stay in the Atlantic. To me, that don't even be a named storm. So what? It didn't harm anybody. They depressed, man. I watched a guy today. They're a nice guy. I'm sure they're nice people. I know some of them. It's supposed to just hold on. And like, hold on, it's coming. They won't be wrong on this because of climate change. And they may not be wrong. And we might get beat up. That's a possibility. It's a possibility every single summer when hurricane season starts. It's a possibility every summer. Just like in the summer, it's going to be hot. It's just a fact. It has nothing to do with the way we live, nothing to do with fossil fuel. It is hot. It's always been hot. It's going to always be hot in the summer till the good Lord come back. It's going to be hot. And there's no climate change. There's no man-made global warming. It's hot every summer, but they convince these young people who are becoming adults who believe the same stupidity. Because these universities and colleges and schools, whoo, man, I'm wondering, what are they teaching our kids now? It ain't about love. If they voting for Kamala Harris, it ain't about love of country. It's how you hate Trump. How the environment is so important that none of that's true, but that's what they're being taught because that's what people are starting to believe. I just, like these, I'm talking about the meteorologists I've watched, okay? They are depressed that they don't have some storms they can follow. And you never notice now, every flood, every drought, every rain, every forest fire are all record breakings. Record breakings. They use that all the time because it is totally out to scare the hell out of you and me. We've never had. This is record breaking. I just sit here just shaking my head going, look at this. Look what they're doing to the America. Look what the media, which is and Trump hit it, enemy of the people. Look what they're doing to convince people whatever they want to convince them. That's exactly what's going on. Somebody said the Henry Penny syndrome fear. I know, but this is exactly what they're doing. It's all about fear. And even your local meteorologist, so we get to know and like, you get to meet good people. Now I know some of them. I've had Daniel Phillips on here many, many times. I like Daniel. Daniel does a good job. He's the one who went out there and proved them wrong about the vanishing coast and the fact that it's they got land growing out there now if you put the nutrients in there. And nothing to do with climate change because we got vanishing coast. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But, man, these meteorologists are so upset. They want to come tell you, watch these. This is a Cat 5. This is going to smash us. Don't worry about nothing out there yet. Don't worry about it, folks. We got hurricanes as late as October that smashed us. We got to go through all this month and part of next month before we feel better about it. But that's every year. I don't need a manned meteorologist. And by the way, my favorite thing on this, since they didn't have enough hurricanes to talk about, guess what they talked about? How climate change is going to affect climate chocolate prices because the rainforest is so hot, the climate's so bad, our chocolate prices are going to go up. That was a story today. They went from now the hurricane season to let us down. Talk about how chocolate prices are going up because of climate change. I'm not making this up. Everything's climate change. Anyway, let me take a break. 844-766-6607. That's right. Just letting you know, your chocolate prices are in for a scare too. Yep. No doubt about it. That climate change is messing up chocolate prices. We'll be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajun's, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajun's delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it. We do it all. Raging Cajun's products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajun's is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
Do you crave?
Hi, hello. Welcome back to Microphone Show. Golly, stories get funnier. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. We have no phones, but I got to put my advertiser out there. So, guy wrote, said, Moon, back in 1999 when I was taking flying instructions, the instructor told me the weather is a swag. Scientific wild-ass guess. It is. These guys that think they're so good don't know sheep. Woo, from Wild Honey. But I can't help myself. Man, when I watch, it's hard to watch the news. So I just Let's go. You all watch. The weather comes on at 6. That's what we say. That's what I say. I'm going to say we. That's what I say. So let me tell you what else they're working up to. Somebody just sent this, but I've been watching this for a while. COVID map update shows states with very high viral activity in the wastewater. What do we have? Crap engineers now? Is there crap engineers? You can go to school and get a crap engineer job. What are you going to do? Well, we're going to go down there and taste that wastewater. Sample it. Yeah, this one don't taste too good. So all of a sudden, what are they trying to do? Get the mail-in ballots again? Coronavirus detection in the U.S. wastewater. Not in human beings. In the wastewater, it comes out the human being, dumb Griffon. Folks, let me tell you something. They could have been 30 and 50 and 100 years ago if they had the equipment to do it, went to wastewater and found every disease known to mankind, including coronavirus. It means absolutely nothing. We got crap engineers now. Surge with very high levels reported in the majority of states. New data from the Center of Disease and Control, the CDC. 27 states now up to 31. Some areas have become more affected than others. So what? If you get sick, go get treated. Can you imagine who is going to apply for the job to go down there and get the water levels in the waste plant? A wave. This is what they do on every single story. A wave of COVID-19 infections have been seen across the U.S. this summer, driven largely by a new group of subvariants nicknamed Flirt. That's about right. The name derives from the position. Anyway, I ain't going to read all that stuff to you. But listen, so what? You got to treat this stuff like you treat everything else. We don't have to worry until the news media decides they want to run with the story and count every case like Bel Air was double, triple, quadruple counting people. I'm just saying that this. So this is what we got now. Map updates. All of a sudden now, should everybody be wearing a mask? Should we all be putting a mask on and vote by mail? What does this mean? It means they're trying to scare everybody like they do on everything else. You know? It's just amazing. This is the kind of stuff they continue to put out. How can we scare them next? Let's scare them with COVID. It's in the wastewater. Man, I'm asking y'all a question. What else is in that wastewater they're not telling us? And we're going to talk about COVID. What else is in there? You know? Somebody asked, did common cold and the flu disappear since COVID? Absolutely. Well, maybe not the flu, because what they did was Tamiflu and some of the flu products that were selling didn't sell well in COVID. And they wanted to know if they had to make them anymore. And they said, yeah, we just go back to the regular way of doing anything. So we'll need Tamiflu. This is pretty sad. Common cold, summer cold. I didn't get mine yet. I usually get me one every summer. Didn't get it yet. Could it be due to the wastewater? The wastewater engineer, the crap engineer, found out that in the wastewater where I live, he's really got a lot of people down with COVID. It's incredible. Everything to scare you. I'm telling you, I quit the national news a long time ago. I'm talking a long time ago. Just turn it off. I put Andy Griffith on. I put some on I've seen a million times. Now I'm about to stop my local news. I don't want to. It's just that everything's around this. Now we got climate change affecting our chocolate prices. Oh, my God. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? I'm a talk show host. I wish I could be as inaccurate as a meteorologist and still make a lot of money. That'd be cool. All right, we got to take a break. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Don't go nowhere. More to come. team over at Schumacher Homes is dedicated to make sure that custom home building is within reach for everyone. They know the importance of you building that custom home, making sure you can afford it. That's what they do. Hey, how about a free no-obligation design and price meeting today? Go by and visit SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com, and they got a big special. You can lock in at 4.875%, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate when you finance with Schumacher Homes mortgage part of it. And guess what? Schumacher Homes does it all. Schumacher Mortgage, Schumacher Homes, they do it all. Your custom homes at one place. Go sit down. Go see them. And I guarantee you, you're going to love the Schumacher Homes way of doing business. It's all about you at Schumacher Homes. It's all about you. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. Big special, 4.875, 30-year fixed permanent financing rate. All you got to do is check them out. Schumacher Homes, where you experience their state-of-the-art homes in person. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered with certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7. These guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Everywhere you turn.
This hour of the Moon Graffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hello, welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to be with you. 844-766-6607 is the number. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Don't forget, I didn't know crap engineer. You can get that. Must be another university. Someone writes, you're absolutely right about local meteorologists hoping for bad weather, especially, and I'm not going to mention that. He says, I think these people don't get invited to the next climate change conference. Just my opinion. I know some of them, and they do, man. They get so excited about the weather. And now they're disappointed because they want the weather to do something. I don't know if y'all saw this bill. Okay, let me back up. The most important thing that we have in the United States of America is, if you look at a republic, is our voting. It's got to be honest. It's got to be right. And we all know the hanky-panky that goes on some of these elections, especially with the left. They don't care how they win. And so I would think the most important thing, you know, at the Democrat National Convention, and I played tapes on here, you could not get in a Democratic National Convention unless you had voter ID and information to get you in. You couldn't get in a Democratic National Convention. So these blue states are making it where anybody can vote anytime, anywhere, but Do you think the Democrats would be allowing what they're doing across the border? Would they allow this? If the rules were, if you come across illegally and you want to register to vote, you got to register as a Republican. You think and vote Republican. You think the Democrats would build a border wall in about 3 days? They would beat Jesus. It took 6 days to create all this. That's how quick the Democrats would beat that if everybody was going to be a Republican and vote against them. So, and somebody makes a good point. It's how the votes are counted that matter. That's a fact. It is. But you got to be able to find voters. So California, they got a California bill banning voter ID laws, passes legislative, awaits governor's signature. The bill bans voter ID laws The legislation response to measure that was passed by Huntington Beach voters in March that would allow voter ID in city elections. California bill would ban local governments now, from requiring voter identification in election passed the state assembly. So that means if you don't, it's kind of like not having a border. You don't know who's coming in, who's going out. You don't know what kind of country you're going to have. People just keep coming across. They do this everywhere. I will say this about the Democrats. They are consistent. You're free to do anything you want to do as long as you do what they say, what they tell you to do. You can kill a baby. They're all for it. You can do anything. You smoke as much dope as you want. You can vote illegally. But none of that matters. As long as you vote for us. This is a bill to ban local governments from requiring voter identification. Folks, if we can't identify, why did the Democrats have ID requirements to get in their stupid convention? Why? Why did they have it? I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's happening. California ought to be wrecked. California is wrecking itself. If you can't prove who you are, you can walk in and vote. The measure would ban local governments such as Huntington Beach, where voters recently gave the Crescent City a go-ahead to impose such a requirement, from enacting voter ID laws and make clear that the state has exclusive jurisdiction when it comes to voter verification process. In other words, the state runs all local government. That's the federal government. This is a great example of what the federal government is going to eventually do here. This is what they've done in every country, and they've ruined every country that's ever been designed. They ruined people. They ruined people's lives. This is what Democrats do. Party of filth, party of hate. They ruined people's lives. They ruined communities. They ruined cities. They ruined counties and parishes. They ruined states, and eventually ruined the whole country. The California is saying, we control you locally. That's what the bill says. And since you got so many lefty Looney Tunes over there, it's all about control. Let me tell you something. A democracy will lead to total control by very few people. That's what democracy. That's why we're a republic. The laws are supposed to stop people from doing this. People are supposed to get involved in their government in Louisiana and California to stop bad legislation, to stop ignorance, to stop craziness. And when you don't, it's going to get worse. That's why we now have men having babies, men playing in women's sports, and it's an Olympic sport now for men to bow, pop a woman in the mouth, and it's called boxing, where men can beat up women, and it's legal. We kill babies before they come out the womb. Now the Democrats, you can have an abortion anytime you want to, up to the time the kid comes out. Pretty soon it'll be, have abortion. If you have an abortion in the first year, that's okay. Democrats won't do that? They're telling you men can go in girls' bathrooms? Don't tell me where this is not leading to. It all leads to worse and worse and worse because the outcome would be what they want it to be. Why do you think they want to get rid of Electoral College? Want to get rid of Electoral College because they can cheat and win that too. But when they remove it, that's how they're going to win. It's look at everything they want to do. Control your life. That's what a democracy mob rule looks like. We're a republic. I'm tired of people getting on TV, including Republicans, saying we're a democracy. The hell with a democracy. Venezuela's a democracy. Russia and China call themselves democracies. Iran, all of them. And the democracy is the worst thing you can do. It's a republic. So, by the way, the Senate passed in the assembly this bill 57-16. Here's what they do. Here's another argument you hear. I repeatedly told Huntington Beach City Council members pushing this issue if they will produce any evidence of widespread voter fraud. Don't you hear that every day? Well, where's the widespread voter fraud? Didn't you hear that when Bill Edwards was here? Well, y'all passing legislation to chase down a problem like it never could happen to you. Bill Edwards is as woke as anybody you've ever seen in your life. And I don't care what his stance is on pro-life. The dude asks him the question, should a woman have a right to choose? Bill would fail. They have not produced any such evidence. You know, but everybody sees what's happening in these other states. They've seen what's happened in elections, and they want to come up with a solution before it happens. You know, folks, there are people out there. There are people out there that see a problem before the problem happens. Why not get ahead of it? Well, that's never been a problem before. Don't mean it ain't going to be tomorrow. I'll give you an example. We never had a problem. Men go in men's bathrooms, women go in women's bathrooms. You see what's coming down the pipe from the federal government, and our legislature jumps up, gets in front of you. You got Bell Boy. Bel Air was vetoed a bill that would have protected 10-year-olds from getting their penises cut off. 10-year-old don't know anything. Bill Edwards, the guy, y'all a great governor. That was evil. That was the Fred Mills stuff that was going on. Now, thank God the Republicans changed all that and went back and overrode his veto. But, well, show me where it's ever happened. That's what I hear from left. Bill Edwards, you say that all the time. Tell me he's not a leftist. He's a left coast type guy. You know? I mean, come on, folks. Because something hadn't happened to show me where it's a problem, somebody with some vision can see what's going to happen. You got to have a little bit of a vision. What if they said, okay, you can build a boat, put as many people on it as you want to. The boat built for 500, you put 1,500 on it, it sinks, thumps over, and everybody gets killed. So you're going to come up with a law saying you can only put 500 max in a boat? You got to wait for somebody to get killed before you come up with a law? That's what the left is telling us now. That's their argument. Well, it ain't never been a problem before. Nobody's ever cheated before. Maybe nobody's been caught before. That don't mean they hadn't been cheated. You got to have ruse. Why have we always had ruse on voting time? Why don't we say, okay, election is in 4 years. You can start voting today. Why are we limited it to one vote per person? Why don't we let everybody vote as many times as they want to? You know? Well, we've never had that problem before. No, it's not a problem if that's what you... That's not a problem if that's what you want to do. I mean, you look at this stuff and you just shake your head. It's just unbelievable. All right, we got to take a break. 844-766-6607. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Matthew James Business. Tax reduction hotline. Take a break. Be right back. Five locations. I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on College Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Louisiana has some pretty crazy weather at times. Torrential rains, gusty winds, especially up north. Hail, and of course, hurricanes. You got to remember your roof protects everything. You and your family and most of your possessions. And that's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the number one roofing company in the state. Whether you need a repair or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there's no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System. And that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hucco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings. Anywhere in Louisiana, you can get a free roof inspection and quote from Hucco Roofing. So go to HuccoRoofing.com. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hucco Roofing of Louisiana, and so can you. Hey, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Our phone's out, so if you want to get in touch with me, it's moon@moongriffon.com, moon@moongriffon.com. By the way, I want to just go over this a couple more things. So voter ID, which is so important. It's just important, not important. Blue states don't care. No, they can win that way. So this the representative who helped push this, says the patchwork of varying election requirements throughout the state, blocking all cities from required voting to present a government-issued identification to vote. Blocking them. So if you go up there and your name's on a list, it don't matter if you're illegal or not. The ban would include charter cities with more authority than general law cities over such things as regulating local police and elections. Cannot have 100 different charter cities making up 100 different sets of voting rules. Referring to question of election integrity. In a recent assembly local government bill analysis, men argued that the voter requirement, ID requirement, only creates barriers for voters but don't protect against fraud, as voters already must verify their identity when they register. He said the state annually already automatically recounts some ballots. The signature verification checks allow voters to track the ballots. So this is so crazy. It's just crazy. By the way, they do a lot of mail-in ballots there. They do a lot of harvesting of ballots in California. If anybody wants to watch the destruction of a state, keep watching California before it's over. They'll beat us to the punch. Them in New York, they'll just beat us to the punch. It's just a process that doesn't take... Look, with all the technology, that's out there, you would think it'd be easy to do all this stuff. Why does it make it so hard, make it complicated? And I'll tell you why. You make things complicated to cheat. You make things complicated so you can do it your way behind the scenes. You make it complicated because the people counting the votes, if it comes in for the person they want, they'll never question the ballot. No ID. Well, when you register, you got to have an ID. Well, so if you register to vote and you got an ID 2 years ago, okay, how much are they checking on that? This is a problem in the country because it's created to be a problem. It's created to be a problem. Voting, and I'm going to be honest with y'all, voting ought to be easy, and the fact that you got to vote, you got to prove who you are, and all of us ought to have to vote on Election Day. If you want to do a week early voting, that's plenty. Pennsylvania, I think some of them start voting this week. Pennsylvania's already came out and said, we're going to start voting this week. And by the way, now this is the election's in the first of November, first Tuesday in November. I don't remember the date. It's first Tuesday. Let me look it up real quick. First Tuesday in November is Election Day. I ain't paid attention to it because I'm going to vote. It doesn't even matter. So Tuesday, November 5th is Election Day. We got people that will be voting for the presidential election starting at the end of this week. We don't even know what's going to happen between now and then. If they start this week, it's to bus and get as many people who don't care about the election, by the way, get them paid to vote. It's a Democrat policy. Come on, man. You can vote the day of the election. We used to, and it's the sad thing about something like Pennsylvania, which is a swing state. They already told us We're not going to have those results that night. It's going to be a while before we get the result. But they vote for 6 to 8 weeks. Think about that. You got 6 to 8 weeks to vote. We ain't going to know. We're not going to know at all what the results are going to be. And they're already telling you that. Well, how do they know that? Trust me. They know it. Because the ones in charge that count the votes, they're the most important people in Pennsylvania. It's a shame the left has made the people that count the votes more important than the people who are voting. That's what they've done in Pennsylvania and other states as well. Let me tell you something. The people that count the votes are always going to be more important than the people who vote, if that's what you're setting up a democracy for. Throwing away IDs to vote, you know, I mean, come on, folks. If you're voting the way the people that are going to count the votes, okay, there ain't going to be any controversy. There's no controversy in that. None. So then there's not going to be anybody jumping up and down saying, well, you know, unless something happens really bad. But you remember last year, or 4 years ago, the media told us at the beginning of the election, some of these states may not have their elections in, their votes in. And they didn't. It was the 6 swing states who all went for Biden, by the way. Trump was up almost 1 million votes in Pennsylvania before they stopped the machines. So when they start talking about no ID, man, that's scary. And I don't care if it's in a blue state. That's scary anyway because you're not being honest. You're not being upfront. And that's the kind of stuff that happens. So every time somebody says, well, you know, this is not a problem yet, man, they got people that see problems that need to be fixed before it becomes a really, really big problem. They see what's going on. And then we poo-poo the idea because we're from the left. They're trying to come up with a solution to a problem that don't exist. It don't mean it's not coming. How many times in Louisiana have we watched California do something only for us to have to do it later? Who counts the vote matters. Who counts the votes matters. It's just a fact. It does. And they notice. They don't care how people vote. If they see that their leftist candidate's going in, they don't say a word. Keep on counting. But if they happen to see someone like Donald Trump win, whoa, we got to just shut this down for a little while. Take a few hours off, let's rest. I do not know how much was work was done by Republicans in these states like Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Nevada, Arizona. I have no idea what Republicans did to change what happened in 2020. None. I have no idea. You hear things, but my question is it really true? Because I don't know, folks. We live in Louisiana. We don't live in these states. So I have no idea if they really buckled down to stop what happened last time. Now, remember, Democrats are creative. They got Hollywood with them. They come up with other ways. That's a shame. It's a sin and a shame. But these people don't want any IDs, and the state of California is going to control everything you do. And that's a shame. By the way, Louisiana Hispanic population grows. That's right. The program drives students toward college. Illegals. I'll get to that because there's some things to be said about it. Garrett Graves brought home $104 million in federal funds. We broke. Don't tell anybody that. And a new wave in industrial plants coming to Louisiana. Oh, yeah. Green new. I'm going to make a prediction. The ones that start up will die, and some will never start up. Anyway, all that and more, you're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
Hey folks, it's Joe, and you have heard me talk several times about my time in the classroom here in Lafayette Parish being a teacher, and throughout those years had come across students who had been experiencing or had experienced homelessness. And I'm here with David Owens of Gifting Grace Project to talk a little bit about the work they do assisting kids in Lafayette who are experiencing the same thing.
That's right, Joe. The Gifting Grace Project is Acadiana's homeless children's outreach, and we are proud to be the outreach for these children in Acadiana, providing them with backpacks with school supplies, hygiene products, meal vouchers, and more. Go to giftinggraceproject.com to help us out and make a difference today. Or you can text GGP to 53555 and get more information that way and make your donation as well.
Folks, there's nothing more important than helping our most vulnerable, our kids. They are the future, and we need to do everything we can for them. And that's why David and I are here today asking you to support Gifting Grace Project.
Get involved today. Thank you.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
Students are back, and so are the protesters. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Demonstrating this morning outside Columbia University in New York City against the war in Gaza, just like in the spring at colleges nationwide. Fox's Alexis McAdams is there.
It sure looks a lot similar, right, to what we saw months ago. But it's a new school year, rather, here at Columbia University. Those pro-Palestinian protesters gathering in front of that campus and marching, calling on the school to divest from Israel, saying Columbia has blood on its hands. But it's not just here at this university. I was out there yesterday walking the streets for like 6 or 7 miles with thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters across Manhattan.
There have also been big protests in Israel demanding the prime minister work out a ceasefire in Gaza to free more hostages days after Hamas murdered six, including an American.
The group released a statement from their military spokesman, Abu Obaida, saying that militants guarding the hostages in Gaza had been given new instructions about what to do if Israeli forces approach. They insinuated that more hostages would be killed if the IDF tries to rescue them.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Tel Aviv. A big Russian attack in Ukraine has left at least 47 people dead, more than 200 injured.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says two ballistic missiles hit the Poltava region. He's repeated his call for allies to supply more air defense systems to help combat Russia's arsenal of missiles and drones, and promised what he calls the Russian scum will be held accountable.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. 15 people in Turkey are in custody. Part of an American, anti-American group that attacked two U.S. Marines in the port city of Izmir.
This video, widely shared on social media, appears to show a U.S. Marine being restrained by protesters before a plastic bag is put over his head. Other Marines helped out before they were taken to the hospital.
Well, that's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. They're all back on the ship. America's listening to Fox News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE, 866-89-BIBLE.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Cities around Lafayette Parish are growing and fast. What are the mayors doing to keep up, and how does that affect you? We find out every Wednesday morning at 7 when we talk to the leaders of each city about what they're doing and what they plan to do as more residents and businesses move in. Tune in for Mayor's Minutes, Wednesday morning at 7 on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, on air and on the KPEL app.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. What a day. Great day to be with you. Terrific Tuesday, a four-day work week. That don't hurt my feelings at all. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Not giving out the number, no phones today. Hopefully back tomorrow. And also, so you can email me, moon@moongriffon.com. moon@moongriffon.com. And that's the best way to get in touch with me right now, no doubt about it. Oh, y'all ever noticed at the end of August how cool it's been? It's been nice, man. A few thunder showers in the 80s. They're talking about being in the 60s. Let me check that out, Rudy. Let's see something here. Yeah, this is, first of September is always hot. It's so hot, global warming. Let's see. 88 tomorrow, 83 on Thursday, 81 on Friday. It's a Lafayette. 84 Saturday, 83 Sunday, 85 Monday, 85 Tuesday, 87 Wednesday, 87 30. Nighttime, let's see, 70 Saturday night, 62 Sunday night, 60 Monday night, 59 Tuesday night, 63 Wednesday night, 63 Thursday. Oh, it's so hot. It's so hot. I like some pretty cool weather. I don't remember. When's the last time we had cool weather like this? We have to go back to 1992? That would be something to ask your brave meteorologist on TV pushing the crap they push. By the way, winners and losers, Tax Foundation, IRS shows data, 26 states experience a net gain in income tax filers. Florida, Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee. All southern states, folks. Where's Louisiana in this? Oh, then they showed the 24 states and District of Columbia experienced net loss. California, New York, Illinois, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Louisiana. Really? I'm shocked. So the southern states are rolling, except for us. Guy on the radio, just negative about everything. I'm not negative about anything. I just deal with the reality, what I'm looking at, that we don't change. By the way, speaking of change, and I meant to tell y'all this at the beginning of the program, Speaker of the House, Philip DeVilliers, was supposed to be on today before we lost phone coverage. So Philip, if everything works out, will be on tomorrow, Speaker of the House, and all the things they're trying to do with the economy and the insurance. I'm looking forward to it. Philip's done a really absolutely wonderful job. He really has. And I challenged Philip on a few things early, but he really has been the one leading the charge for real change. We have no help in the Senate, of course. As long as half-ass Henry's going to be there, we just have no help in the Senate, and the trial lawyers can shut everything down. But to Philip DeVilliers' credit, you know, Speaker, he's done a wonderful job and done a really good job. So, net gain loss of residents, Louisiana, negative 0.57%, 44th. Net gain losses of residents, we lost 26,416 more people. Net gain loss tax return, negative 14,492. Net gain and loss of AGI, we lost $0.88 billion. That's all. By the way, the states that lost, we're the only southern state even close to losing like that. Mississippi struggled. Every state, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, see if I'm missing some, Kentucky, Missouri, all of them were positive. Mississippi was negative, but not near as much as us. And if you look at all the other states, they're all blue states. exception of Alaska, California, Oregon, Washington, North Dakota, Illinois, us, New York, Maine, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, all of them are negative. So we in a population, maybe we're not compare ourselves to the South anymore. Maybe we're going to start comparing ourselves with the more blue states. And we act like one. It said more Americans move to states with lower taxes and sound tax structure. Now, I want to address that because the elected officials and some of these media people keeps talking about how we got low taxes here. Our tax structure is horrible, and you can't look at the tax rate alone. And what I mean by that is, and people that know what I'm talking about, they'll understand this and if they hadn't all moved out the state. You say, well, you can't compare us to Texas. Well, you can go to other states and do the same comparison, I'm going to tell you. Over here, we got so many people sending their kids to private school in the top three in the country. That is an expense and a burden that's put on people, okay, because of what's happened in our public schools over the last 40, 50 years. I think the new superintendent's trying to change that. But when you talk about cost of living, don't just weigh what they tell you about taxes, because that's not fair. What's fair is to weigh everything. Put taxes out there. But if you went to Texas, you wouldn't have to have private schools because they got independent school districts. And a lot of people that got private school over here go over there. And I can name 20 of them right now. They send the kids to public school over there. So that 20 or 30, I know a guy that left him and his wife. He had two in school, but he ended up getting three because he had one coming up. He was paying about $18,000 a year. It's really more than that, but $18,000 a year to send a kid to private school. And another one that ended school, that would have been $20-something thousand dollars, goes to Texas and not paying for private school. Well, what about his property taxes? Let me get this straight. If you're paying $25,000 for private school for three or four kids over here, and you go over there and you pay nothing for private school because you're in a public school, yet your property taxes is $7,000 a month. That's $7,000 versus the $25,000 you're paying over here. That's an $18,000 swing for somebody who moves to Texas. See what I'm saying? I don't want to talk about just taxes. You got to put the big picture. How about insurance, car insurance? I've heard as much as a half lower, two-thirds lower over there than it is over here. Texas, Mississippi, Arkansas, all less. That's not a tax. But wouldn't you say that's part of cost of living? This is one of the big fights we have in the legislature now. The governor of the legislature trying to do something about this. Trial lawyers are not helping the situation at all, blaming insurance companies for everything while they smile with their private jets. And all of them don't have that. But I'm just saying the political ones do. So sales taxes, we got the highest in the country. Go over there, you save a penny, buck, a penny, 1.5 cents, depending on where you live at. So it's cheap on the sales taxes. Income taxes. I didn't even get the income taxes. If you got kids in school and you send them in private schools and you go over there and send them in public school, you're way better off on your money than throw in sales taxes and then throw in insurance, okay, on top of that. And I didn't even talk about they don't have any income tax. So that 4% or 6%, whatever you're paying to the state, they don't have that either. You are the guy that I talked to. Now, he moved 4, 5, 6 years ago. See, I've been here 10. He moved six, seven years ago. Okay? Made good money in the medical profession. Not a doctor, but in the profession. He said, Moon, it's such a difference. He said, we are to the better on the money we make now. Not counting the pay raise, we were better for about $30,000, $32,000 a year. Just quality of living. Cost of living is cheaper. But when they write in the paper and these dumb people, reporters, and these politicians, hey, keep the lamb over here. If you look at just taxes, you can make the argument, but it's the big picture that I look at. It's the big picture. Somebody else coming back from that, they make it swap what I just told you. But most of the people going over there are not coming back because they got a better quality of life. When you see stuff like this, more Americans move to states with lower tax and sound tax structure, we don't have either. And it's not just taxes. It's insurance. Okay? Insurance is making a big difference in people's lives. Higher income residents move to low tax states. So next time, PAR, cable, the devil's advocate, the media, whatever puts out that we are a low tax state, okay, then ask them, how come the higher income residents aren't moving here? It's simple. Ask them, how they going to answer that? They can't. Well, we're a low tax state. People that make money figure it out. I'm not talking about rich people. I'm just talking about people who make a living. They figure out really quick, hey, you know, over here, just like my buddy did, I'm $32,000 to the better. They're going to figure it out. So when I laugh when somebody throws that in my face, well, you know, moving over here, it's we got low taxes, then why aren't the high-income residents moving here? How come the best and brightest aren't staying high-income residents moving here? Let me tell you something, and I know this for a fact when – and I can give you all the figures, but in Monroe, Louisiana, I'm not cutting Monroe at all, just the whole state. I got a buddy of mine who they try to draw doctors and stuff to come in. And the problem is when they bring in a doctor, their spouse, man or woman, they look for good jobs. They leave in states where they had six-figure jobs and they can't find them there. So they don't come. I'm just telling you, when somebody says, oh, I got low taxes, then how come the high-income residents aren't moving here? They're going to Texas. They're going to Florida. Matter of fact, Tennessee. They're going to Mississippi and Arkansas, too, now. All these states are so much further along than us. But you got to say, why are the young people leaving? To better themselves, better jobs. And why ain't the wealthier, high-income residents moving to the state of Louisiana if we so low tax? Because they look at the education system, they look at the taxes, they look at the private schools, and they look at all that. They look at insurance on their cars, insurance on their homes. And we sit around and just play with our fingertips, play with our thumbs. Just the way, like Craig Romero said, the old money bag, this is the way we always done it. Up, that might be true, and you're going to get the same results you always got, which ain't pretty. All right, we got to take a break. 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business, Tax Reduction Hotline. Take a break. Be right back. Oh, shucks. You've been hearing me brag about shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish, all fresh, every day right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you. Or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks. Oh, they're good.
The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you're sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine an electric bill so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in the couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
If you're looking to get some stuff done in or around the home, check out Stein Home and Yard. They are a Louisiana-based company, a family-owned company, and they have everything you need for work inside or outside of your home. If you've got repairs to do around the house or flower beds to work on to get ready for winter, check out their indoor and outdoor sections at your local Stein Home and Yard. Plus, it's tailgate season. If you need a new grill, Check out their selection of pellet smokers, Rectech and Traeger brand, both fantastic brands, available right now at Stein's. They are a family-owned business, Louisiana-born and raised, committed to being the most customer-focused home improvement retailer and building material supplier, serving homeowners and residential and commercial contractors. Know before you go, check out steinhome.com and see all the great deals at a local Stein near you. Stein Home and Yard. Check them out, steinhome.com.
Hey, hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. What a day. Great day to be with you. 844-766-6607. Somebody wrote, and I told y'all, and I could read these all day. Had a good friend over for LSU game. I asked him questions. They got a $400,000 house and a property tax a little over $4,000 a year. Said, my daughter who lives in North Dallas, her property tax is $6,000 a year. Zero income tax, car insurance, and homeowners insurance less than half of what they cost here. And it's about half the sales tax as it is here. She doesn't have to find a private school to send her son, my grandson, to the great public schools there. Exactly if it was better, they would be here and so would my grandkids and my daughter. See, that's, once again, they don't listen to the guy on the radio, and we've given out solutions for 31 years. Real solutions, not banana Foster's type solutions. Real sugary, okay? Bad for you. That would be a way to put it. Bananas is real sugary and bad for you. And he stays bad for you. His policies of decline, decline, decline. And that's all I meant. When you look at these numbers, you look at what's going on. I was hoping to have Philip DeVille on it because they're working on it. He was at the Capitol today. I don't know how he's finding time to work, but he's at the Capitol a lot. And we're going to talk to him. Hopefully tomorrow we'll get him on and get a chance to talk about this, because what is really being done about it? If the system with the municipalities and the local governments and the state decide they want to do the same thing, my suggestion is everybody go home, let the governor decide everything, tell him we're just going to have to go vote for a bunch of taxes, call it bipartisanship. Okay, go vote for high taxes, call it bipartisanship, pass a bill that doesn't do anything, pat everybody on the back, let the newspapers come in and say how great it is, and go home. Don't waste our time anymore. I'm not fussing at the legislature this time. I think we got people to do it, the governor and the legislature, that really can clean up this mess. But the talk's over. If you're not going to fight the trial lawyers, we're going to get our butts kicked in, our teeth kicked in. They got the money, not the insurance companies. They do. Insurance companies ain't making money here. That's why they ran the hell out of here. Trying to get them back hard. It's hard because Louisiana changes the rules all the time, and they know they have not made any progress on taming the out-of-control political trial lawyers who, after they make their money, they go determine who the judges are. Then they determine who the Supreme Court judges are. They determine who the governor is. Okay? Then they go in the Senate and determine who's ahead of that, because the Senate seems to always smash us. And it don't matter if it's Republican or Democrat. I told you, said this for dang near 20-some years. In this state, in this country, becomes the ins and the outs. When the ends are in, the outs can't stand them. We can't stand the ends. We put the outs go to the ends go to the outs. It doesn't matter. Nothing changes. That's why my hope and prayer that Jeff Landry, our governor, Philip DeVille, and hopefully Cameron Henry will wake up before he looks like John Alario, which is a devastating thing to the state of Louisiana. It's devastating. Now's our time. We're going to do it now. We're not ever doing it. You got to get away from crazy. The trial lawyers ought to have to be the ones come up with what to do about insurance, not the insurance companies. You don't trust the insurance companies? Fine. How about the trial lawyers? You know, trial lawyers vote for Kamala Harris. Trial lawyers voted for Bill Edwards. Trial lawyers vote for Barack Obama. Trial lawyers help Joe Biden. If you think the trial lawyers are going to jump up all of a sudden, unless they meet Jesus, I'm just telling you, they're not going to change who they are, politically speaking, I'm talking about. Not personally, politically speaking. They're not. These people have no concern about what your finance and what your financial problem is. They make enough money, they can pay their bills. So, well, do we have the guts to fight them? And if we don't, we'll never change anything and they'll keep getting filthy rich. Take a break, be right back.
My husband and I were invited to a 50th wedding anniversary. I noticed this little lady, and she was basically sitting alone. Her daughter turned to me just as I came over to introduce myself, and she said, "My mother has Alzheimer's." She had not said her daughter's name in 2 years. She didn't recognize her. I said, "Listen, we might be able to help her." And about 3 weeks later, they show up. We gave her 5 days of treatment. This lady, each day, got a little better and a little better. She started flirting with the guys. She was so cute. My friend said, "You're smiling a lot." And she said, "They make those here." The next day, says out loud, "Martha, would you get me a cup of coffee, please?" Her daughter, Martha, breaks down crying because her mother hadn't said her name in 2 years.
Learn more about treatment for Alzheimer's at SpringfieldWellnessCenter.com. Springfield Wellness Center.
From the humbling beginning, Dino Hardwoods is striving to provide superior service and quality products for their customers. Hey, I know Charles Altman. He does a great job. If you're looking for lumber, Dino Hardwoods stocks a large selection of domestic and import hardwood lumber in Cypress. You ought to see their stuff. Exotic lumber, they got that as well. Trust in Dino Hardwoods when it comes to your exotic lumber needs right now. Molding, plywood, paint, and L products, they are ready for you. They got three great locations. The corporate office is right here in Broussard, Louisiana. There's an office in Shreveport on 2801 Valley View Drive and one in Tyler, Texas, 12492 Highway 155 North. Hey, if you're looking for something different and something new and somebody who will service you, it's Dino Hardwoods. I'm telling you, don't forget Dino Hardwoods. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com. Great locations. They can service you. They can deliver. DinoHardwoods.com. Check out this great Louisiana company.
Hey, if
this hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
This thing is on. We wouldn't have said that yesterday. But this thing's on right now. Anyway, hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show, 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. Your opportunity to be a voice. All righty. By the way, I don't know if y'all caught this or not. So Tim Walz, who's running to be the VP on the most Marxist, communist ticket we've ever had, although I thought Obama Biden was probably... It was just as bad, same thing. There ain't no difference. So Brazil has banned Elon Musk at X because they don't like something he said. Now, that's Brazil, do what they want to do. But in America, free speech is what made the country go. Free speech is what we have here. It is a fundamental right. I told people, I know we concentrate a lot on the Second Amendment. I understand why. Because if they take the First Amendment, they going to get the second one, too. I don't want to hear about they got to come kill me. I get it. But I'm telling you, I always thought the First Amendment was the one that bothered me was free speech. Because the First Amendment means you don't have a voice. In America, in a free country, you're going to have a voice. Barack Obama said we ought to have two or three news sources. That's it. Okay, so in other words, the government's going to control it. You can tell them Marxist, communist way of thinking. We control everything. So Elon Musk said something. Keith Ellison, who's Tim Walz's attorney general in Minnesota, celebrating the banning of Elon Musk X. Celebrating. Now, this is America. The same thing they did with Trump when they told Trump, no, we ain't going to let you say anything on the Biden administration. So they banned him. Folks, free speech. There is no free speech if you're doing this. And if they can ban Musk, who's worth billions, and Trump, what do you think they can do to a little Rudy Poo person like you and me? Just average people out there trying to make a living, do what's right by their family. Struggling to pay the high bills that we have to pay now because of the Marxist socialism that's being put in this country right now of printing money and don't give a dang where it's going. But he's celebrating the banning of free speech. And folks, once they ban free speech, and they're doing it every day, by the way, once they ban free speech, guess what? You and me are not going to have a voice. Then you do what the government tells you. You got to believe in man-made global warming. One day, if it keeps going, and I'm still on the radio, I'm not going to be able to say what I just told you. It's a lie. It's a sham. It's a scam. It's unbelievable. I ain't going to be able to say anything. I got to accept it. That's what these people that fought for this country from the day it started to the day fought against. Name one person that was in the military that should have fought against free speech after what they saw overseas. After what we saw in 9/11, after what we saw in Pearl Harbor, you think we ought to ban free speech? How many people died or got hurt or killed or maimed up? How many people went out there to fight so we don't have free speech? What happens? Government takes over, then they're telling you what to do. Before you know it, we have become a democracy. Absolutely. Mob rule. And you got enforcers that'll make it up. This guy's going to be the vice president of the United States if they win? I really do. I wish Kamala Harris, whatever you call her name, I wish she was just liberal. I wish she was Bill Clinton liberal or Jeff K. liberal. She's not. This new progressive move, the Democrat Party, party of faith, party of filth, is what it is. People are voting for it, thinks, oh, great party. When you help them get elected, they're going to turn on you too. You're not going to be able to say anything either. You're going to have to enjoy your inner city slums. You got to enjoy that they don't have any law enforcement. Y'all force yourselves. Don't bother me. I'm going to need caviar tonight. This is what happened in every one of these countries. This guy wants to be the VP. He does not want free speech at all. This is sick. Keith Ellison, thank Brazil for crushing Free Speech Platform X. This is unbelievable. They're finding people three times their yearly salary of a poor Brazilian who's looking at a website. Tim Walz, top lawman, loves it. You heard that? Three times a yearly salary. Folks, that's why these telephones that we hold on to, and it's going to control everything. And when what China set up in their country, which this is all leading to, remember, democracy leads to socialism, Marxism, communism. When you got your cell phone, one day you're going to open your car, you're going to start your car engine, you're going to open your house door, you're going to have to do every part of your money, your bank accounts. Everything you do is going to be based off this telephone you hold or computer, whatever. And in China, when somebody comes along like Moon, they just shut my phone down. Can't go to the bank. Can't eat. Can't get my own house. Can't start my own car. What? I want to know, black or white, Democrat or Republican, who do you know that fought in wars in the United States of America thinks that's what they were fighting for with Kamala and Barack Obama? People, you know, Obama, it's exactly what they're doing behind the scenes. It's exactly what they did in the election with Joe Biden, with Google, Twitter, and everything else for that matter. Like, this guy right here is saying they're telegraphing Marxism. They're telegraphing communism. Communism controls every part of your life. Every part of it. You get out of line in China, baby, they cut you off. And that's what they want to do here. You can't question Barack Obama, Kamala Harris. How dare you? These people are telling you who they are with election right around the corner. And I'm still running into people. I'm voting for the Democrats. I don't like Trump. Once again, campaign. Hate Trump more than you love America. Because if you hate Trump, you'll vote more than you love America because they're going to take it down. Now, get mad at me. Don't believe nothing like this can happen. It can happen if we're not paying attention. They're telegraphing everything. Everything they want to do, they're telegraphing. I just explained it to you. This is like easy to follow. The guy said it. They're happy they're blocking X, which is, you know, old Twitter accounts. Man. It's amazing. By the way, Musk claimed his platform to the country also froze access in Starlink, his satellite internet company. So what are they going to do to you? They're going to freeze your telephone. But don't believe me till they do it. These young people, well, I got it. They can put a camera on it. If I'm not doing nothing wrong, why should I care? That's who's voting for Democrat. No clue. No clue. The fines could be $9,000 per day on people who aren't making near that. Three times more than they make over there. This is amazing that the guy who wants to be president one day is the VP, Tim Walz. People are going to look the other way. Man, this is so dangerous. Don't take my word for it. Don't care. Don't go vote. You realize when you say, I don't like Trump, I ain't going to vote. I don't want to vote for them. You're voting for them. He needs every vote he can get. Look at what they're doing with the Gold Star families. The Biden-Harris administration failed and ignored the Gold Star families, the family members who lost loved ones in the military, just poo-pooing on them every chance they get. I'm just, you can do whatever you want to. I'm not wrong on this. This is what they do, and they're doing it right out in the open. Everybody can see it. If you can't see it, maybe you need a history lesson from some people that are smarter than you. Which probably don't take much to find somebody smarter than you. If you're voting for Kamala Harris, it don't take much to find somebody smarter than you. Don't take that personal. Well, yeah, take it personal because I'm in it. Let's take a break. 844-766-6607. Shutting down free speech in Brazil next in the United States of America. All right, we got to take a break. Be back. You're listening to the Moon Graffon Show. Nestled in gently rolling hills in North Louisiana is a place that produces the finest Louisiana wines around, Landry Vineyards. This place is phenomenal. Not only are they passionate about growing wine grapes and making Landry Vineyards wine, they also have cottages and RV sites you can rent, tours, and live music on Saturdays and tastings Monday through Saturday. Available in over 650 stores throughout Louisiana, I encourage you to visit and try Landry Wine direct from Landry Vineyards. This is another great Louisiana company that has my full support, and they are Louisiana certified. A red blend they labeled Bayoutage, Blackberry Merlot, Cabs, Rosé, Petit Sauvignon, dry and sweet whites, and many, many other wines. Learn more about their wines and their vineyard online at LandryVineyards.com. This is Moon Graffon. My lovely bride and I love the wines from this great Louisiana company, Landry Vineyards, and so will you. Go visit their beautiful winery and find them in your local grocery store. If they don't have Landry Vineyards wine, ask and ask again. LandryVineyards.com. Woo, good wine right here. With five locations, I always make it a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, and the best margaritas in the state. You go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, and Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is now open. Lafayette, you've been clamoring for it, and now they are open on College Saloon. I want to see Superior Grill packed with folks from Acadiana. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and now Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I will see you at Superior Grill.
Are you looking for...
Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to be with you. Great day. 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program, your opportunity to be a part. I just wanted to bring this story up because guy wants to be vice president, cheering free speech. You notice it's always the left cheering for, to kill speech. You have to believe 6 foot distances. You got to believe everything now. Because you have no media, folks. They become, as Donald Trump nailed them, enemies of the state. That's what they become, enemies of the state. Okay? And they're not going to cover it and fall out laughing at them and get mad at them and say, what's wrong with free speech? Is there misinformation out there? Yes. But why did it look like they try to make it the misinformation comes from the right? The left would never allow Steve to chill, right? That's how you lose your country. I just get so frustrated with looking at it, just wanting to live my life like I need to. But I'm just telling you, it's so frustrating to watch craziness. And this is what this has become. A vice president of the United States tickled. Listen. We're doing this in the United States, too. They did it to Donald Trump. He was a former president. He's a former president. This is what they do in third world countries all the time. I'll give you an example. Breaking. Venezuela's socialist dictator, Nicolas Maduro, and his regime just issued an arrest warrant against opposition candidate Armando Gonzalez for questioning the results of the election. They're in charge. So now they're going after people. That's what Biden and them did with Trump. That's what the media did with Trump. That's why we got so mad at Psycho Bill Cassidy. Psycho Bill should have stayed out of this impeachment thing and voted against it. He didn't. He said, y'all wait till y'all see the information. Well, Bill, it's been 4 years, almost three and a half. When's the information coming out? This is exactly what they've been doing in third world countries. The Democrats want this to be a third world country because in third world countries, very few rule, very few are rich, and you're going to do what they say. And by the way, eventually, I go back to Barack Insane Obama. What did he want? He wants a military force inside the United States, just as powerful, just as well-funded. Well, do you know what that copy on that is, Obama? Okay, Joe may have it. I play it all the time. And I know I probably hadn't told you what that was at. But anyway, he wants a military force. Well, what would you do with that? That's the brown shirts. That's what these countries are doing. That came out of Barack Hussein Obama's mouth. He only wants a couple media sources. Listen to the man. He's the one pushed all this anti-Christian culture we got going on. I don't understand how people can't see what I see. I told y'all, a lot of times I'm not perfect, but I look at it in a different set of eyes, and it's kind of frustrating to watch this. Now, we were joking about climate change earlier. You ready? Alarmist cry, climate change spreads brain disease. I agree with this one. everybody that thinks climate change and man-made global warming and all this green stuff is real, I think there's some brain disease spreading out there. It's called stupidity. It's called ignorance. And it's a brain disease. Climate change spreads brain disease. I agree. There's people on the left that believe this. They got a problem, folks. The neurological burden of climate change is becoming increasingly difficult to avoid. Neuroscientist turned environmental journalist. Guy was a neuroscientist. Now he's an environmentalist. And now he's taking his knowledge and putting it out there that it's causing brain disease. No, it's causing brain ignorance, stupidity. Global warming is not only destroying the planet, it's causing a spread of brain disease. So if we spend more money and pay a lot of taxes and run everything up and we can't afford everything, then we're going to be better off. He weighed in on a book, How a Changing Climate Changes Our Brains. Yes, I agree with him. Look at what it's done to the left and the craziness and our young people that went through these universities and were taught this crap. Watch the meteorologists. There's some brain shifting going on there, no doubt about it. As rising temperatures, it's been cool for us. And shifting weather patterns reshape ecosystems. There is no shifting weather patterns. There's never been a shifting weather pattern. They're not just altering landscape. They're creating a new opportunity for ailments to flourish and spread. Neurological ailments and flourish and spread. One way that climate change causes brain disease is through the expansion of, well, folks, I'm not going to quote all this, zoonotic diseases. Because as climate change forces animal population in new territories, the potential of spillover growth. This is crazy. This person wrote a book. Oh, my God. This is what they're telling people. They want people to believe this. Eco-anxiety, the chronic fear of environment doom, is on the rise. I have not in my life run across one person yet. Not one. I said, Mr. Griffon, you're wrong. It's scaring me about this environment. Not one. Who's getting this? It got to be kids in their teens or 20s that don't know any better. They're telling people this. Particularly is on the rise among you, right? Young people go to college and universities, and they will scare the hell out of you. And generation trauma, a weight carried by those who inherit the world in chaos. It's being in chaos because of Marxism. And communism. That's why chaos and basically a spiritual downcline from the Christian values that we ought to all have. The climate change activists studied people's emotional response to climate expression. This is a joke, right? It's not, folks. This came out of Berkeley City Council in California, who declared worldwide climate emergency, calling a greater crisis in history more than World War II. This dude, Salon Magazine, announced it's time to start panicking over climate change. Nobody's talking about it. Walker, you're young. I want to be honest with you. How many times are you and your buddies, girlfriend, whatever, people in college, people in school, people in work like you, how many of y'all sit around and talk about global warming and climate change? And Walker's laughing. None? Never talk about it. If you talk about it, I guess you're laughing at somebody. Huh? Okay, you're laughing, people. Okay. It's time to panic about global warming. Salon Magazine. This is what they're doing with. Why do you think the meteorologists on TV are doing what they're doing? Why do you think they look depressed? Because we ain't got a hurricane right up our rear ends. By the way, don't be surprised if they don't claim change to tame climate change. In the article, it said, climate change, for example, sounds rather passive and gentle. We're talking about a catastrophe for humanity. See? They Global warming didn't work. Climate change ain't going to work either. They're going to need to come up with something else. It ought to do a deal. You can email me, moon@moongraffon.com. What should be the new climate change words so we can scare the hell out of people? This is what, these people are sick. So there's a brain disorder, and it's in the people that believe this. You got to have a brain disorder to believe this. You have to. So what would be a good word to change? Because we're going to need some new words to change. Climate change is too passive. Climate change is too passive. We need something to scare the hell out of people. What's going to be the new words on this? Because it's coming. Listen, you might have an idea. Email me, moon@moongraffon.com. I have no idea. This is ludicrous on the best, highest level. All right, we got to take a break. I got a lot more to come. I'm just cranked up, another hour to go. Moongraffon.com. Listen live. The rest of you leaving us. God bless. Have an awesome day.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.